we were not only commanded to eat the bread, but we were commanded also to drink the cup, which is the New Testament in his blood for the remission of sins. What is the significance? What is the symbolism of the juice? First of all, the question is, some churches observe the cup being filled with wine, some juice. Does it make any difference? And why the difference between them? I think the scripture is very clear that on the night that Jesus instituted the Lord's Supper, what they were drinking was unfermented juice. A couple of reasons behind that. First of all, it came at the end of the Passover meal. During the Passover, one of the regulations was every house was to be cleansed of anything that was leavening. Leavening, as I mentioned, was throughout the scripture and symbol of the decay from sin, and therefore what they had to drink had to be without leaven, without fermentation. And it's simply speaking of his blood. Fermentation would indicate that which is corrupted, and certainly the bloodline of Christ was absolutely without corruption. So therefore, what they were drinking was unfermented. It was to be symbolic of that which is without sin. In the hymn that we just sang, there's a line in there, and depending on how you interpret it, you might want to strike it from your hymnals. You might want to say, well, that's okay. I left it in there this morning for that very purpose. Till all the ransomed church of God be saved to sin no more. Does that mean we're going to get to a point where we will never sin in this lifetime? Well, I wish that were true. Unfortunately, I haven't found that day yet. And I don't expect it. I sure would like to, but I don't expect it to happen within my lifetime. However, when you think of the church corporately, I think what the author of the song was saying, that the blood will be effectual until that very last person comes to know Christ the Savior and the church is complete and then raptured into glory in the presence of God, where we will sin no more. And therefore, the thing is acceptable. Nonetheless, as a church function, as a function of the body of Christ, what we are partaking was unfermented. It is to be without sin. And the application I made is this: when the church tolerates sin in its ministry, it ceases to be Christ's church. We've got a lot of stuff going on. If you're here on Sunday evenings, for this past year, I've been sharing a little thing called You're Not Going to Believe This, of different things that are going on in religious circles today, of absolute chaos, of ridiculousness, of stupidity, of ungodliness. We've got characters running around supposedly having revivals when they're having affairs, and we find people writing hymns of praise when they don't even know Christ, or they're addicted to pornography. These are things that I just shared in the last couple of weeks. Ridiculous stuff. And the church as a whole is saying, well, you know, that just happens. And we're looking today at alternative lifestyles and not calling it sin. And we're allowing all kinds of craziness to go by and saying, well, we're living under grace. If the Corinthian church was such a church, they had a man who was living in fornication. Even the Gentiles blushed at how severe it was when they heard about it. And the church was saying, oh, we're a wonderful church. And the Apostle Paul wrote to them in the fifth chapter, that person needs to be cast out of the church. Oh, but then we take the cup and everything's fine. No, everything has to be fine in order to take the cup. Secondly, symbolism of the juice, it is a product of crushed grapes. Think about that for a moment. How do we get that thing? Well, back then, you had a grape that was growing on a vine. It was receiving nourishment from that thing as it was planted, and it was becoming moist, it was becoming juicy, it was becoming flavorful. And at a certain period of time when it was absolutely right, it was picked. But all you had was a grape. One grape wasn't going to make much juice, so they had to collect lots of grapes. Folks, you're fruity this morning. You're a bunch of grapes gathered together. But if you're just a bunch of grapes, you don't have the juice. You're not going to put that in a cup. What has to happen is that those grapes need to be crushed. Whether it's a stone that would roll on them, or as the classic thing on I Love Lucy, you have her stomping in the pit with in her bare feet. It doesn't really matter how they're crushed. But it's that crushing that brings out the juice. The church, the grapes, in order to be juice, must be crushed. Maybe I think kind of in crazy ways. I'm waiting for my wife to say amen. But I pictured myself as being a grape. There I am hanging on the vine. Man, the sun's bright today. This feels good. Man, all those nutrients coming up through the vine. Oh, that's good. Look at me, man. I'm getting big and plump. And the whole congregation said amen. And all of a sudden, along comes this hand and, ooh, that hurt. Oh, that's okay. Didn't last very long, but now I'm getting to see the world. This is wonderful. The world's going to know how great of a grape I am. And all of a sudden, this thing comes pressing down on me, and I'm crushed. That hurts. I don't like being crushed. Oh, but grape, you'll be in a form that I can use. But I don't like being crushed. It hurts. And I'll do anything I can to escape being crushed. When the church avoids the persecution, the crushing persecution, by seeking to conform to the world, it ceases to be Jesus' church. We have in our world today the church trying to say, don't persecute me. Now, don't get me wrong. We don't want to be masochists. We don't want to go out and pick battles. But if we stand for Christ, the battles will come to us. But if we don't stand for Christ, we're going to have even a greater battle. And the captain of that army that we will face has a 100% victory percentage. When the Lord gave His blood, He was crushed. And it produced life to those who trusted in it. When the church allows itself to stand and be representative of the Lord Jesus Christ and all that He is, and be persecuted and crushed by the world around, that's when we have our greatest effectiveness.